Good afternoon, Neil, and welcome aboard HMS York.
Hi, sir, Lieutenant Ian Giffen, fighter controller on HMS York. At present, we're just in the process of slipping the berth in HM Naval Base in Portsmouth, heading out to sea. This was planned to be our last trip. Yeah, there's a mixed feelings of joy and sorrow, but we'll still continue to conduct ourselves as we need to up until the last day.
Times and VCS, this is the voice of York, passing the warm wall outbound to sea, over.
How does it feel when you leave and go out past the round tower?
You get filled with an immense sense of pride, actually, and normally you're always greeted with a crowd. Yeah, you always do get that sort of stand up extra tall as you pass and people wave at you and acknowledge you're actually doing stuff.
Straight up to 70% power. 70% power is only half the actual output of the engines, because it's like an exponential curve of power to speed.
I see, right.
But
it's coming on.
Once that pitch gets to full pitch, which it is now the engines have really started to wind up. You can hear them doing the business now.
Full patch clear, shaft turning, no fighting.
Patch up being released, our battery shaft is turning, no fighting.
And from the ops room hearing about the engines to the engine room down below to see them. And you would expect on a ship like this them to be huge, but Ben, they're not big engines at all, are they?
No, they're not. For their size, it's incredible how much power they put out. You can only really appreciate it when you go outside the ship and see one of these engines stood next to the ship. It is tiny, but the power to weight ratio is immense. These are two Olympus engines. Both of these engines could have been in Concorde at some point. They use the same type of engines that we did, and you can imagine how fast Concorde went and how fast we can go. It's amazing.
And when they kick in, I mean, they really do push the ship forward.
They really do push the ship forward. You're going to see in a bit when we do a full power trial just how quick we can move. When we start going, you'll see us accelerate really quickly. We dig the bow, the stern digs in just like a speedboat. We'll be moving through the water. You'll enjoy it.
And then back to the bridge, where the captain, Commander Rex Cox, allowed me to take hold of the wheel.
My name's A.B. Hitchcock, currently the quartermaster on watch.
So I'm in your seat?
You are in my seat, yeah, and a very comfortable seat it is too.
I'm now driving HMS York at 27, 28 knots, trying not to capsize.
Absolutely. At this speed, 30-odd knots, any more than about 5 degrees of wheel can put a serious lean on the ship, which not only has the danger of capsizing us, but while people are eating right now, their plates will be going everywhere.
A lot of responsibility on the shoulders of the person sat here then.
At that speed, the alertness of everyone is much higher, so mistakes are reduced greatly.
So I'm guessing really the key is to concentrate on what you're doing, not to talk.
Absolutely.
These ships are designed to go over a significant amount, to about 48, 49 degrees in heavy seas and in a tight turn when we're manoeuvring to defend against aircraft or missiles. So you're fairly safe. We're not going to be capsizing.
I'm taking that's a thumbs up from the commanding officer.
Absolutely. But not bad steering for a beginner. May have a second career ahead of you.
Am I right in thinking that she is the fastest destroyer in the fleet?
Well, it has been said that she is the fastest. We certainly believe her so. And the record was set some years ago at 33 knots in a race. So not bad for an old lady of 27 years, which for a warship is quite
ancient. Heads to port and wave this standby transit. Heads to port.
HMS York, of course, is still an operational warship. Lieutenant Ian Kiff explains her firepower.
We would normally carry a Lynx Mark 8, not currently embarked at the moment. Most of the Lynx helicopter force is currently involved in the Op Olympics, basically if you're on HMS Ocean in the Thames or HMS Bulwark, just a short way down the coast here in Weymouth to protect the sailing events.
One can't help but notice looking all around. So, I mean, there's some pretty heavy warfare around.
There is, as the name implies, an anti-air warfare destroyer, principally built around the Sea Dart missile system, controlled by the two 909 fire control radars, which take target indication from the surveillance radars and a number of other surveillance and comms equipments, which are all fully integrated through the command system, which enable us to have a full 3D all-round picture of what's going on around us at all times.
So has she ever fired any weaponry in anger then?
HMS York has, to the best of my knowledge, certainly not fired any Sea Dart missiles in anger, and I don't think has fired any weapons in anger, although for example, just last year we went into the port of Benghazi with under part of the Libyan evacuation at the time, and just every weapon on board this ship and a whole load more aboard the Royal Marines team were